mind them to shoot the puck toward the net after the second period?
Yeah, we had to sight in their sticks after the second. You know, we had some wide rights, that's for sure, in that first and third period and ring around the boards and go out the other side. But, you know, a hard-fought game. You know, I thought our kids had good legs tonight and had a good effort. And their goaltender, you know, it's a team we talked about. Their goaltending's been really good here since Christmas time. Their specialty teams have been good. And, you know, we dropped one on the power play and turned it over for a 2-on-1. And, you know, they're good players. And they converted on that. So that was really the difference of the game was, you know, they beat us on the specialty teams tonight.
After Wisconsin's second goal, guys like Vinny and Leon kept firing pucks to the net. So what kind of things did you tell them to stay motivated and keep doing that?
Well, I mean, it's a long game. There's going to be different pushes. We had great push in the third period right to the end and, you know, had some good looks there with the pulled goalie. I think Sheehy right in the slot. You couldn't ask for a better guy to have it. But goaltender made the saves. And, you know, that's hockey. And, you know, you just got to try to eliminate some of those mistakes. You know, we took too many men on the ice penalty, you know, and they ended up coming back to bite us. And you just got to put this one to bed and, you know, get yourself ready for tomorrow's game.
Wisconsin scored on some odd man rushes mm-hmm. in the game. What are you going to do to solve that problem?
Well, I mean, the odd man rushes were you drop a puck inside your own at the offensive one and they come back 2-on-1 for you, turn it over. And then, you know, we had a line change in the neutral zone, I think. That other goal.
Not only missing the net, but did you feel like you were overpassing?
Yeah, I mean, at times. I mean, I think there was one we came in and I got 4-on-2 and the net's wide open and we threw it back across the ice in the second period. It's like, I want to shoot that one in. But you know what? I mean, they're trying to make plays and, you know, it's easy to sit up in the stands or behind the box, say what you should have done, and they got to make a split-second decision and you trust them to make those decisions.
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, what? Yeah, you're not the only one.
How good is your team at shrugging off things?
Well,
like
I mean,
this
it's
game like
you know, we lost to a good team tonight, and it was a hard-fought game. And so we talked about coming in that this last four-game segment. The goal is to win 3 out of 4. You know, and you know, we won 2 last weekend, and you know, now our goal is to try to win tomorrow and accomplish that goal 3 out of 4.
A common term is resilient. So mm-hmm. what do you think makes you guys such a resilient team?
Well, I mean, we have some veteran leadership, but that's where it usually starts. We have good captains and good leadership, and, you know, we certainly have that on this team and some experience. And, you know, now I didn't say much after the game other than let's start our preparation for tomorrow and, you know, get in the tubs and get the rollers out and get yourself ready for tomorrow.
Moved up Darren Romanko to the third line and had Ryan Norman slide in.
Yeah.
It was kind of just your thought process.
Well, I mean, because of centers. We just need centers. You're about the last couple guys that probably could play. We could move Rem back to center, but, you know, when you're down a couple centers, it has obviously an impact.
Do you think Smatula will play tomorrow?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.